Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Eric Brandcheck of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Eric, how you doing?
Oh, man, for a Friday, I am really excited for the weekend. I tell you what, there's going to be some great football to watch, and it's all going to start out tonight with some high school football.
I am I'm excited for a lot of stuff this weekend, obviously the Badgers and what's coming up there in Iowa, the Brewers weekend. But looking at this Packers team, the caller just before the top of the hour had called up and talked about Brian Bulaga and the fact that the offensive line is on pace to give up 60-plus sacks, and you can kind of go from there. So here's my question to you. Do you think this offensive line is good, average, or below average?
I think they're good. There's a bunch of savvy vets, except for the right guard there with McCray. And even he's been around a little bit, but he struggles with his hands a little bit right now with the interior guys. One thing that he gets in trouble with is that the D linemen are able to get inside on him, meaning that they get their hands inside on his chest and they start walking him back. Or you even saw Aiken, get him by the wrist and get him up, get his hands up in the air. So that's got to be his main focus, is make sure he gets hand placement right, and they should be okay. I think this week's challenge is going to be unique because they got some good guys that are kind of unknown in the interior line, and they got Kerrigan, of course, on the outside, who's a double-digit sack guy. So it's going to be a great test. But I think they're good. I don't think they're average or poor. And some of that sack total, you got to remember, is you got 12 back there. That's hobbling a little bit. Maybe this week will be a little bit better than last week, and you would assume that every week going on, it's going to get a little bit better. But they put those guys in tough spots, Bill. I mean, they a lot of times you got five wideouts. There's no one but those five guys to block, and if they send a sixth guy, that's trouble. So I still think they're a pretty good group.
Looking at some of the keys to the Packers getting a win this weekend, and we were discussing Kevin King a little earlier, and Jair Alexander has been called an up-and-comer, I guess is the best way to put it, is one of the best defenders that Mike Pettine has. And I don't know if I want to buy into that at this point, because even he said he's more comfortable in the slot, but without Kevin King, they're going to go, it looks like, with the rookie at least as much as they can back there on the outside. So do they have enough in the secondary to kind of withstand some of the punches that the Redskins may throw at? And let's be honest, the Redskins right now, their number one and number two targets are the running back out of the backfield and the tight end. So it's not like they're going downfield vertically a whole lot.
Well, and that's kind of Alex Smith's MO. If you look at what he did in Kansas City, and he had a strong tight end, and he was able to utilize him and do a good job there, and they hit the backs out of the backfield, and they'll throw. The one thing that he doesn't have that he had in KC was just that flat-out burner, Tyreek Hill. But if you pay attention, or if you subscribe to Pro Football Focus, as far as rookie cornerbacks go, Jair Alexander grades out at the top, and not too far under him is Josh Jackson. So I think this is a good opportunity to get both those guys on the field and get a lot of reps out of both of them. Can he hang in there? I think so. What I really like about his game is that every time the ball throws his way, he's always competing. He's never 4 or 5 yards away, or you never see him getting turned around and looking silly out there. I mean, he's competing, and that's what you want. And, it's probably could have a couple more interceptions if it wasn't for some penalties. Unfortunately, went against the Packers, but I think he can hang in there, and I think that as he gets better and better, and physically he's not going to get better, he's going to get better mentally and being able to learn how to study film in the NFL and learn how to understand what each receiver is going to do. I think he's going to be okay, and I think the this will make him a better player by getting him out there.
Then you've got, of course, Josh Jackson. You've got additional guys that are in the secondary. Although Jair Alexander said that between him and Kentrell Bryce, they almost ran into each other, which ultimately gave up a touchdown over the top. But I still think the secondary's strong. I'm waiting for Kevin King to come back. I hope he's not hampered for a long period of time with that groin injury or the hamstring injury. But I'm excited about what they have. I just think if you can keep Kevin King healthy, you have got a really good secondary, and a secondary that probably in the next 2 years is going to be even better.
Yeah, and you know, some of the strength in the secondary is at the quarterback position. They got three good young guys, and you got a guy. I mean, I'm glad that they got Tremont Williams out there because I think he's kind of under the radar a little bit with what he does, and I think he's a very solid veteran guy to have out on the field there. The problem has been at safety. Clinton Dix on the first touchdown on Sunday looked completely lost. Kentrell Bryce has not looked good. He was supposed to have inside help on the 75 yarder. He wasn't there, or like whatever. That wasn't him. It was a big the last touchdown play that the Vikings had. He wasn't there. So they got to clean up some of that stuff, and I'm assuming that will sure take place in the meeting rooms. And, you know, there's guys, that, you know, the one guy out there that would really look good in that secondary, if they could pull something off, you know, you got a guy over in Seattle that's not very happy at Earl Thomas, and it wouldn't hurt to get him out there. If they could find a way to get him in Green Bay, it would really, really give that secondary something to look good about.
Looking at this Redskins team and what they offer, you know, again, defensively speaking, I'm not overly concerned about it. I do worry a little bit, while it's still fresh in the injury of Aaron Rodgers, as far as the mobility goes, to be able to get out of harm's way. So do they possess enough to really scare you up front to say, you know what, McCray, who has not looked good, he is going to be a sieve. There's going to be problems there between him, Bulaga. Bulaga's tried to make up a little bit of it, but speed rush on the outside specifically, you go back to when he had to handle Khalil Mack early on, it wasn't good. But as the game went on, he did better. So do they have enough to be able to kind of keep him off of Aaron Rodgers?
Well, you know, that front seven for Washington, I think, is a little bit underrated. The problem has been with the Packers this year has not been off the edge. It's been off the gut. McCray and giving up some, and Taylor even giving up some, a little bit of ground in the inside. And that's going to be tough because they got a couple guys there that are, if you watch the video, that are pretty solid and they're good with their hands. And that's what gave McCray some problems with his guy like Aiken for the Bears that gave him fits with his hands. So it's going to be, but I think it's going to be a challenge. I think it's going to be a dogfight up front with those guys, and they're going to have to get the ball out because you don't want any of those great big guys landing on Aaron Rodgers anymore.
Before I let you go, a couple other things real quick. Looking at this matchup. Now, we all thought maybe the Packers would get that win against Minnesota. They could go 4-0 in the first quarter. But if they win the next two, they win the next three or four, they could maybe go into the bye week at 5-0-1. I mean, if you get past Washington, you get Buffalo at home, you got a couple of what we thought was going to be a really tough game against the Lions. I don't think it's going to be anywhere nearly as tough as we thought it was. The Lions look like they're kind of a train wreck. It doesn't seem like it's going to be bad. Do you expect this team, 5-0-1 going into the break?
Well, this is the game right here. I think Washington can sneak up on them, and you got a veteran quarterback who's playing against, there's going to be some young guys in the secondary. So I think you saw what happened last week. They gave up 425 in the air. You know, Alex Smith probably isn't a 400-yard guy, but he certainly is a veteran, and he's not going to fall for some of the things that Trubisky did. And, I think if they can get by here, yeah, they could be 5-0-1. But this is a tough game, and I think a lot of people are taking it for granted because I think the Redskins they're playing at home. They got now they finally got a good, solid veteran quarterback. You know, they had Cousins last year, obviously, but I think Alex Smith at this point in his career is a little bit better as far as managing the game and not throwing interceptions and making poor decisions. That's always been his MO everywhere he's played, is that he has not made turnovers have not been in his legacy. So I think this is going to be a tough one, and they're going to have to play very sound on defense, but more importantly, they got to score points. They, you know, they can't trade field goals with touchdowns with these guys, or it could get ugly.
No doubt. Good stuff as always, my friend. We will talk on Monday and break it all down.
Sounds great. Enjoy your weekend.
Yeah, you too. Weather. Enjoy the high school football, the Badger football, the Packer football, all kinds of football.
Oh, I know. This is my time of year, man. This is awesome.
It's good stuff. Talk to you then, Eric.
Take care.
See you, pal. There you go. That is Eric Branchek of the Green Bay Press Gazette joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years. They've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.